bed at like 11-ish.
When you have a heartier constitution than I do.
I just knock myself out.
Yes. Oh, by the way, welcome to Radio Labyrinth. Yeah, Steph knocks herself out. I can't do that because I have to be able to wake up.
Nancy Picklebottom is on beside the bed with a sledgehammer and just pounds her on the head real hard.
No, I have to stay. I have to be able to wake up if Gil wakes up, you know, because sometimes his mom's at work. Like tonight, I could take, I don't know, what do they call that shit? Melatonin.
The melatonin, it catches up with you.
It does. That's why you can't do it every night.
It makes you act like a, I noticed that whenever I was taking it, I started acting just like an irrational piece of shit a lot.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, you went on Twitter and said all that racist stuff.
You piece of shit.
You piece of shit!
Piece of shit.
Pieces of shit.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit.
Piece of shit. You know. Oh, 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 oh.
Exactly. And it was all because I was taking too much melatonin.
Now, what is this, Planet of the Apes?
That was great. Did you see her in Bill Maher?
No, I don't watch. I like Roseanne, but okay, tell me about it.
It's just a clip. I just saw the clip of her on his podcast this past week.
Okay.
And he's saying to her, well, and then you got let go because you tweeted something racist. I mean, you can't really. And then she went, no, the fuck it wasn't. Fuck you. And she just started going off and she goes, I thought she was white. He goes, no, you didn't. She goes, it doesn't matter if I did or I didn't. Take a fucking joke.
Well, I think that if we're talking about Roseanne, and this was what, 2016, 2017? Yeah, it must have been 2017. When Roseanne came back and the whole premise is she was a Trump supporter or whatever, and Jackie wasn't, her sister. And then she said she was on Ambien or something. She tweeted. Now, the hairstyle of the woman that she was besmirching looked similar to the Helena Bonham Carter's hairstyle in the specific movie. Now, I'm not defending what she said, but...
What did she say? I don't even know.
She says, what is this, Planet of the Apes?
It's disgusting the way we treat humans.
That's not good.
No, it's not at all.
Jesus Christ. I didn't even know what she said.
She got fired and... deservedly so, I guess. I don't know if it's deservedly. I don't know. I don't care. Who fucking cares? She's fine. She has a podcast. She does stand up. She makes money from Fox News. Good on her. She's still super liberal. I mean, you can't take that away from her. And the stuff that she did in the 90s and with her show. Yeah, but I bought her stand-up special, or I signed up for that Fox Nation app to watch her special. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to cancel this app. Super fast, and I did and deleted it because it wasn't very funny. It wasn't like her old stuff.
Yeah, it's just a lot of complaining. Trump.
But the reason I bring it up, Kelsey Grammer was asked about Trump by the BBC and said, well, yes, I still support him, and I'll just leave it at that. And it was like Paramount Plus is like, no, you're never going to win another 12 Emmys. Has anyone watched Frasier?
No, I heard it's pretty funny, though.
I've watched an episode or two. It's just not good. I like the one with Lilith, but because I've always liked that actress and that character. If you'd like to be a supporter, a Patreon of Radio Labyrinth, just go to patreon.com/TimAndrews, where you can like, rate, and review us on Spotify. That's also helpful. On the YouTube page, leave a comment, like, subscribe, do all that stuff. But most importantly, if you'd like to get access to our Patreon only show that we do every week, well, you just go in and you can sign up at any level. Again, that's patreon.com/TimAndrews. And again, remember, on all your platforms, leave comments and write. We're starting to actually read your comments every week. And now let's not always have the same hands, is what I'm saying. But we do have an executive producer level. And at that level, which is $25, you get yourself some stickers. You can pick a t-shirt out from our t-shirt store. You'll get a doodle from Tim, which is a printout of one I've done. And if you're really nice, I'll draw one for you on my little iPad and print it out, mail it to you and all that jazz. Then you get your name read every week. And these are our producers. You are credited as producing this show. Kim Slayton, Brian and Chelsea Smith, Jeff Peterson, Jim Fortner, Terry Fuller, Chris Chandler, Roby Neely, Kevin Jackson, Mike D, and Matt Carter. So thank you guys very much. We appreciate it. And hey, I got to say, welcome to our brand new Patreon member, Kyle Gorecki, who signed up with us last week. So thank you very much. Tell your friends and neighbors. And we do have a merch store, and here to tell you about it is Walter Blythe.
I think my top three Christmas movies of all time are probably Die Hard, which is a Christmas movie, and fuck you if you disagree. Silent Night, Deadly Night, because who doesn't love a scary, murderous Santa Claus? And last but not least, The Tits That Saved Christmas. Nothing gets the eggnog flowing faster than that DVD. Just imagine unwrapping your candy cane and jingling your bells while you watch Ava Devine and Rebecca Love do a three-way with Kyle Stone. This 2003 classic is a Christmas Eve tradition in my house. I edge through the entire movie until I can't hold it any longer and wind up coming down the chimney of the little cottage in my wife's stupid Hallmark Christmas village. And yes, I like it when the elf in the shelf watches. You like that, you dirty elf? Of course you do. Hey, we got merch. T-shirts, coffee mugs, hats, pickleball rackets, and meth pipes. Here's Dustin to tell you all about the merch store. Merry Christmas.
The link is in the description. If you check out before the end of the year, you can get 10% off by putting in code RLP123.
Okay.
And 10% off.
And just to be sure, we don't have meth pipes.
We do not have meth pipes.
Okay.
Therefore, you can pipes.
You can hollow out the pickleball paddle and make it into one, though, if right. You're resourceful enough.
Dustin's got a movie being shot near his house, and who are the stars of this film?
And there's a movie that's being shot in Porterdale, which is like a small town within Covington.
Covington is a suburb of...
Well, I mean, Covington's the main city, but it's broken up into like three regions. You've got Oxford, which is on the north, which has the university in it. And then you've got Covington, and then below Covington, you've got Porterdale. And it's an old mill town. Really, it's used for a lot of movies. They've got a river that runs through it with a large factory that used to be there. They turned into lofts. And so often it's used for different movies. But this one is a TV show that they're shooting, and it's got Bruce Campbell and Garrett Dillahunt.
Garrett Dillahunt.
Yeah. And it's called Hysteria. And it's about a small town where a group of teenagers form a metal band that they are going to try to, I guess, bring demons into the town, and the people of the town have to stop them and the demons. And so it sounds right up Bruce Campbell's alley anyway.
Picked up.
Yeah, it sounds cool.
Oh, so it's a pilot. It's not a...
It's a series.
A Peacock series.
Yeah, Peacock series. So yeah. It should be. Yeah, and I'm glad, you know, Bruce is actually, you know, doing something in this vein. I mean, I know he kind of gets pigeonholed and stuff like this, but I think this is just a sheriff, I think, is who he's going to be. So fits him.
What do we have? Anna Camp, MJ Anthony, Chiara Aurelia. Bunch of names I can't pronounce.
Julie Bowen. She was
Julie Bowen's in it.
Yeah.
Oh, neat.
Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love her.
And Modern Family, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, big news this week as far as people who we know we haven't been doing who died in a long time, but this name's too big. He was 101 years old. Rest in peace, Norman Lear, man. I mean, all those shows that our parents watched, all the shows that we watched as kids and, you know, watched in perpetuity and reruns, like All in the Family, The Jeffersons, Maude, Good Times, Sanford and Son, One Day at a Time, Fernwood Tonight, Mary Hartman. You had some duds, like 704 Hauser, which was there's a series from 1994 starring John Amos as a conservative dad. And they were living in the Bunker's house. That was the address, 704 Hauser, a.k.a. Pablo. That didn't go anywhere. Remember that one?
No.
Paul, what was his name?
Paul Reiser. I mean, Paul Rodriguez.
Yeah, Paul Rodriguez. I did watch that, though. So he had some duds, but man, what an influence Norman Lear and his partner. I forget his name. They had a company called Tandem Productions. And they put out all these great shows, Different Strokes, Facts of Life, all that stuff from Norman.
I was going to say, you didn't mention Facts of Life.
Well, yeah, Different Strokes first. And then you think of All in the Family. You had All in the Family. And then Maude was B. Arthur. And Maude was Edith's cousin. And then Maude's maid was Florida. So that's Good Times. And that's Maude. And then you also had Archie Bunker's Place, Gloria. And I would say 704 is a spinoff. So All in the Family had a shit ton of spinoffs.
Did you say the Jeffersons?
Oh, yeah, the Jeffersons. Yeah, you're right. They were the neighbors. How could I even miss? That was the biggest one. And, of course, the Jeffersons at first, it was Louise and Lionel who would come over. And Lionel would always make fun of Archie, you know, always trick him and always be a smart ass. But at the end, you know, Archie liked him. And one of my favorite quotes about it is, well, I hate a smart aleck kid and I don't care what color he is.
Well, I hate a smart aleck kid and I don't care what color he is.
So many good episodes breaking down social barriers. They tackled Vietnam. They tackled gay issues because Michael had a friend, you know, Mike Stivic.
He did.
Rob Reiner. He and Gloria had a friend named Roger. And he wore glasses and he was very, you know, and Archie called him Twinkle Toes Roger.
I never said a guy who wears glasses is a a guy who wears glasses is a four eyes. A guy who is a is a
And they used words that we can't say anymore. And this was in 1971. And that was Anthony Geary playing that guy, or Geary, however you want to say it. And then Archie had this friend at the bar where he would hang out, this big, burly ex-football player who turned out to be gay. And so that's how we turned the tables. Also having Sammy Davis Jr. on and also having Divine on, who was a dear friend of Edith, you know, the first transgender on television, notably and noted. So, you know, we're not living in any kind of special era. If you're out there and you're young and you think, well, this is great, we're doing this. No. It was done 50 years ago. Get a hold of yourself. You're not breaking any ground. Norman Lear gave all of that to everybody and did it in a way where it was subtle enough that it didn't bother people, and it was also funny.
And he was working, like, right up until the day he died.
Oh, hell yeah, he was. In creating new things, working with, you know, modern producers, retelling classic episodes of his sitcoms live on TV. So there was a lot of great stuff there. So
Mel Brooks will be, what, like, in 5 minutes, I would imagine.
Yeah, I don't know how. We haven't seen him in a minute. I wonder if he's healthy at all.
Well, because Reiner passed. And now Lear and the three of them were like, they were thick as thieves, ran together.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, Brooks and Lear saw each other pretty much every day.
Yeah. They did? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they had dinner together like every night. They live right down the street from each other. So he would just walk down there.
Oh, yeah. Norman Lear. I wrote a paper about him for Jeff's dad in Contemporary American Comedy. Or what was the name of that class? Do you remember, Jeff?
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, Jeff's dad taught a college level course about comedy. And we had to write a final paper. And mine was about Norman Lear and all those shows. I got an A on it. I still have it because I keep all that shit like a madman. My wife once said, what do you want me to do with all your stuff if you pass away? And I said, I don't know, burn it. Who gives a shit? Unless it's valuable, then, you know, do whatever with it. But every once in a while, I get that paper out and I read it. I'm very proud of that A.
I wonder sometimes, would it be how cool it would be to have a dad like Jeff's? Because Jeff's dad sounded pretty cool.
Very hip. Very up.
Very hip. Very cool. I can't imagine what that would be like.
Never yelled at him because I messed his brother's Star Wars figures up. Didn't hate answering the phone. Oh. Yeah, is Jeff there? Jeff's dad was cool as shit. He was a good professor.
You couldn't call Tim's house because his mom was always on the phone.
Always on the phone. And if I was on the phone, she'd pick up and go, get out of the phone. I was kind of afraid, but I made making Jeff's dad laugh when we were young. I made him laugh maybe once.
And like, you threw up after you did this Gold Bandit?
No, it was after that. Because we drove past where I threw up and I went, there was the Tim Andrews Memorial hot dog. And Jeff's dad just burst into laughter. And I was like, that made Mike Leboff laugh. And that was a fucking feather in my cap because he was cool dad. He had all the Playboys. He knew about everything pop culture. He had the first computers. And I loved taking him in college and ended up getting him. There was a PR professor when I was a freshman who died like right as the semester started. So Jeff's dad took over that class and made it interesting because this other guy looked like a hard ass. Not that Jeff's dad was easy. And then I took speech 101. That was the first class, speech 101. And I loved the way he did it. And you could tell he was as bored with most of the people giving speeches as everyone in the room. Because I still have a note from that where I counted all the ums, likes, and uhs that this girl made. And I still have it. Like 55 ums in a 3 to 5 minute speech.
Sounds like me hosting the show.
No, get out of here. This was a girl giving and it was every time she gave a speech, it was that way. So it would just make little hash marks. Then I had him for Robert's Rules of Order. What a class where you learn how to run a meeting. And I think that a lot of people probably benefited from that. But that was the semester I failed out, which is funny. And I'm like, fuck it. I ain't going to finish this shit. I'm just going to sit home and drink and watch Dallas reruns on TNT for an entire semester.
Tim actually got expelled because he used ChatGPT to write that.
Yeah.
Norman Lear paper.
Nah, man. I was interested in that class.
But meanwhile, you know, Jeff's dad is teaching college classes and some of us, their dads are just picking coal and telling everybody you're not theirs.
Dustin, is that what happened to you?
Unfortunately, yeah. Mine was the dad that everybody, you know, he was the preacher, so you couldn't say anything around him and in turn couldn't say anything around us.
Yes.
You know, we were an extension of him. So, yeah, that was fun. I would rather add
like, every time you walked around, narc.
Yeah. He don't talk around him. He'll tell his dad.
He'll tell Jesus.
My dad just followed Jeff around whenever Jeff was trying to rent a porno movie. He'd come out of the back room and go, oh, hey, Jeff, how you doing?
Your dad's a scallywag. You could tell. He's got a glint in his eye.
Who?
Your dad.
What does that mean?
That's he's mischievous.
Oh, yeah. He is a mischievous freak. And you wouldn't know that, but Steph, you could probably identify it. But yeah, he has a good sense of humor.
Sure. Yeah, he definitely does.
Very good sense of humor.
And I've only hung out with him like once or twice, something like that. But yeah, he's super funny.
And ooh, I didn't know Pudgy's rented them Redbox videotapes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I bet you Jeff rented the movie that Alter Eight mentioned in that video. We'll have to find out next week. Did I say in this episode I watched Asteroid City? Thought it was really, really good. And I watched it over at Sean and Mike TV's house, Mr. and Mrs. Mike TV, if you remember that show.
Yeah, how they doing?
No, they're doing great. Doing great. Fun to hang out. I don't get to see him as much as I used to. And I started my Christmas movie viewing with Christmas Vacation over the weekend. Watched that with Gil, who laughed at the weird stuff he was seeing and then said, oh no, a lot, because a lot happens to Clark. Tree. Oh no.
Oh no, shitter's full.
Yeah, well he didn't I don't think he paid attention to that. Dustin and I were talking last night, speaking of the little AI bit that we do in here. We both watch, and I think you guys do too, don't you? Do you guys all watch Dudesy?
Every now and then.
You don't watch it. They say it's 100% programmed by AI, but this week they did a thing where Dudesy sang Spandau Ballet's True. Because last week, Will Sasso sang it himself. But this week, and so did we decide, did you decide what you think? Do you think that's real or that they gave it a prompt to do that?
I went back and looked at it again. And what I can tell is that if in fact they are using just them to model the AI from, then it would have just taken last week's them singing and based it on that. Even the bad notes and the weird timing. I think that singing was really the AI doing it, but I think that they prompted the AI to, I think they prompt the AI to do everything now. I think.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think all of it's just when they're not on screen, they're, or at least Chad is sculpting all this stuff and lining it up, kind of like, you know, me and you do every week for that,
so,
for that bit.
But they're not writing the material, right? He's just saying, do this to the app. Like that.
Yeah. Well,
if you haven't seen it, there's a full 1 hour, and it's not on their Patreon anymore because they got a cease and desist. But people captured it, put it on YouTube. 1 hour of that Tom Brady, and I mean, it's really a 90-minute special condensed into 1 hour of Tom Brady doing stand up, and it is so fucking funny. But it is relentless. It's just relentless. Joke, 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 joke. There's no break in it. But do you think they wrote all those jokes, or did it really scour the internet and write the jokes?
I think they would have had to have written the jokes. I don't see where any AI that I've played with or used, none of it has the ability to have a real sense of humor. It can't separate reality from imagination.
Maybe they're using some proprietary thing. We'll have to ask Chad if we ever get in that queue.
When he comes on, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, because I'd love to see you feed in, say, all of the best of Greg Giraldo's roasts into chat and see if it could get anything near that mean, cruel, or funny, you know? I mean, I don't think ChatGPT could do that.
Well, Jeff, you wanted to bring up Curse.
Oh, yeah, the Curse. Nobody's watching it but me. It's very good.
I want to watch it, I think. What's it about? Because I think I want to watch it.
It's Nathan Fielder and Emma Stone, and they play a couple that's like Chip and Joanna Gaines, kind of.
Okay.
But they want to take over this town in New Mexico and do what like Chip and Joanna Gaines have done to Waco.
Okay.
They have the show called Flipanthropy.
Where they're trying to
help the town and help the people of the town.
Philanthropy.
Yeah. So they're trying to get that off the ground.
That's so terrible.
So it's just a comedy, or are they affected?
Yeah, it's a dark comedy.
I might want to check that out this weekend.
I love that they called it, because it's such a stupid play on words. Flipanthropy. Terrible.
And they make these horrible houses that are like covered with mirrors, and the birds keep flying into them.
Oh god.
Yeah.
So you're doing a recap show about it, though?
It's just a quick recap thing, reaction show on More platform.
And what is the More platform?
That's the trivia app that I play.
And they also do recaps and stuff at TV.
Yeah, they do all kinds of shows now.
Yeah,
they don't just do trivia. They still have a main trivia show every day,
right?
But then anybody can get on there and do their own show.
Yeah. Okay. And how many people are doing the Curse? Just you and this other guy?
Yeah, me and one of the main people that work for More platform are doing it.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you posting it?
I don't know. I don't have access to it, but I'll see if I can find some people record a couple of them.
Oh, so it's live and it's not recorded.
Yeah.
Well, you should share that you're going to be doing it everywhere, though, right?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's Fridays at different times.
Yeah. Well, post it on places so we can share it and people can watch it if they want to. Okay.
Yes, I heard it.
Okay.
Yeah, that was because I was scrolling through the More app Reddit.
Oh, and gotcha.
Yeah, it started talking, and I'm like, oh, better close that. It's not a ghost in the machine.
They have, did anybody watch Jury Duty?
Mm-mm.
That was that show on Amazon Freevee, but with the one guy that was a real guy, and then everybody else was an actor.
Oh, yeah, I watched like probably three episodes of it.
It was really good. The whole series was good, but they're having, Ike Barinholtz's dad, I forget what his name is, Alan Barinholtz. He was the judge on that show. They're having him on a game this week on More platform.
The More platform. The other trivia thing is gone, right? The one you used to...
HQ, yeah, it's long dead.
That's too bad. That's not...
That's too bad.
But yeah, promote that shit, Jeff. Get it up there. We'll share that shit.
Yeah, download more platform. Check it out.
All right.
It's M-O-A-R.
Hey, we want to thank our two big sponsors who've been with us for a number of years, Mike Hall and Atlanta Pizza in Gyro. Thank you to Mike. Thank you to Atlanta Pizza in Euro and everyone at the restaurant. Atlanta Pizza in Euro is setting in for a nice winter season with over 40 beers in cans and bottles and 16 beers on tap with a focus on local Georgia and Southeastern craft beers. They really have a great selection of beers to complement your delicious pizza, which is very, very good. I had pizza the other day and I was like, I wish this was Atlanta Pizza in Euro. I almost wanted to drive there, but it was 10 o'clock at night. This is coming from Mike and Atlanta Pizza in Euro. They want to help thank all the radios for listening to this podcast. So if you stop by over the holidays and New Year's and mention you heard about Atlanta Pizza in Euro on Radio Labyrinth, you will get a free dessert, which is very generous and very nice. So go there. You can't pass up free dessert. Take the kids. The food truck is taking a short break after mid-December, and that'll go through February due to the winter weather. But there's always exceptions, and if you're interested in a specific date, just contact Mike Hall at 770-483-6228. They are open for dine-in and takeout Monday through Friday from 11 to 9, Saturday from 12 to 9, and closed on Sunday so families can people can spend time with their families. So, do you have a commercial or residential construction printing need? Well, what are you waiting for? Contact LDI Repro Printing of Athens. They've been in Athens, Georgia since 2005. They have a fast turnaround and affordable prices. Call 706-316-9366 or you can email them at athens@ldiline.com. We've got plugs. These are plugs. These are plugs. On Cameo, at Tim Andrews here on Cameo. You can go to the app or you can go to the website and save money. I will do a voice greeting or a video greeting for you or your friends or your loved ones or your enemies, however you want to do a shit ton of voices. If it's something that you don't see in the video that I just posted everywhere, just ask. And if I can do it, I will. You know, like last year, somebody hired me to do Adam West. I'd never done Adam West before. So I just worked on it, and it came out okay. Coming up on the Popcast, which is my radio show on WSB, and now that sadly the dog season has come to an end, we're back.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah, I know. 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. Monday, or it's a Saturday night. Right now on the podcast version of the podcast, available on all your podcatchers, you can get my conversation with local comedians Trey Toller. Do you remember him, Steph?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I remember him.
He used the book for Laughing Skull whenever I was doing my thing.
He's very funny in his own right. Very snarky, very sarcastic and fun. And also Amanda Marks, who's funny. She's quirky and fun, and she has a fun TikTok as well. They are doing a charity function, and it's probably over by now, but this comes out the day after. But anyway, enjoy them on the podcast. It was a lot of fun. Don DePetta, who is a comedian, a producer, an actor. He's from Atlanta. His dad, Chris, has run the Punchline, also manages Billy Gardell. I spoke with him about his new movie, and you can check that out as well. Coming up, the director of Cirque du Soleil in Atlanta, comedian Leslie Lau, if you're familiar with her or not. Paul Cowsill, you know, the Cowsills.
Yeah.
Well, they have a new Christmas EP, and we're going to be talking to him. And then in a couple of weeks, Lakeith Stanfield. You guys know him?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What? Who's getting what? You're getting Lakeith Stanfield? What?
Yeah. He's coming in here. I have to watch his movie this weekend, his brand new movie, but he's coming in.
I love him. You don't even know. I'm such a huge fan of his.
Yeah.
Was on Atlanta.
Yep.
And he's in Sergeant.
He was the best part of Atlanta.
He was in Get Out.
Get Out. Hell yeah.
He was in, he was in the Glass, the Knives Out movies. He plays one of the detectives in that.
He's a kick-ass actor and very funny.
He's a very good actor. And he's real, he's a real hippy-dippy, type of dude.
The name of his movie that's coming out is called The Book of Clarence. And it's a comedy, drama, adventure. Struggling to find a better life, Clarence is captivated by the power of the rising Messiah and soon risks everything to carve a path to divine existence. Also starring Benedict Cumberbatch, James McAvoy, and David Oyelowo.
Yeah, from Bass Reeves.
Hell yeah.
Thank you for calling that movie that he did.
Yes. Yeah, that's great.
Crazy ass movie.
So, you know, hopefully that comes out. Also, you can check out Trambles now. That's a new audio only short podcast I'm going to do on Mondays. Hope you guys don't hate it. I wanted to ask you before I put it out. So
that was good.
Yeah. No, I hate it.
It was great.
Well, I don't care if you hated it.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The idea of me doing it.
Oh, speaking of Cameo, did you see Dave Willis is on Cameo now?
Mm-mm. He should be. I mean, what a way to make
good
money.
Good for him.
You can make a shitload of money doing Carl, Meatwad, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Your episode was really good.
Oh, yeah. We haven't even talked about it. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Very good.
Your fancy movies, do you love? I laughed the most at Carl's lines around those lines because in the Stallone thing, the coffee, that was a short movie. Are they always this short? If you pay for him, they're longer.
Were you getting any talk back or were you just reading straight lines?
No, they're in the other room.
Okay, so you're getting Carl coming back at you?
Oh, no. I'm just reading the lines. Yeah,
just the lines? Okay.
Question properly. I'm reading the lines and Dave's usually the coach. And so I'll hear the little, try it again. Try it. And then I look at them while I'm reading them and they're laughing and I'm like, okay, well, they like that one. So I know that I'm Michael Caine and Sylvester Stallone, which I thought sounded horrible when I recorded it, but it seemed to work.
Yeah, they did. Well. It sounded really good on the episode.
And some of the lines, like there's a candy cane that says, candy canes and gummy bears, something like that. That's me. I could tell that's me, but there is another person doing Al Pacino too. And I think later on in the episode, there's a lawnmower that's Patrick Stewart. I think that's me, but I can't tell. The filter. You know what I'm saying? Did you see?
How often do you see?
But it was like Maurice LaMarche and James Austin Johnson and
yeah,
and Dan Fogler doing voices too.
I think Dan Fogler did. He did
Al Pacino.
I think he did the other part of the Pacino. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then who did the Sean Connery? I thought that was Dan Fogler. Maybe it was.
I thought that was James Austin Johnson.
Was it? Okay. And he did the Dylan.
Or maybe that was Maurice LaMarche. I don't know.
Yeah. Still, it was an awful lot of fun to do.
Good company with those guys.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And you just tried to make sure that you weren't going to be in it. You just were so sure. They've cut me. I'm not going to be in this shit.
They put your names with Dave and Matt and Dana and everybody.
Yeah, I know. I love that.
That's a pretty big deal.
Yeah.
I know. I'm very proud. Very, very happy. And I showed it to Gil and he did the thing he always does when he hears that Michael Caine voice.
No.
News, trailers, and trends with Steph.
So did you guys see the new Boys season 4 trailer?
Yeah.
It looks pretty dope, wouldn't you say?
When the hell is it going to come out?
It's next year.
Yeah,
they were filming during the strike because they had permission and plus they're in Canada, so
yeah.
So I don't think it's going to be delayed or anything.
Probably. Yeah, like Invincible. I would love that. I want more.
Yeah, well, that's they did 4 episodes and then they're doing like a mid-season break and then it'll come back with the rest of the episodes later.
Yeah, yeah. But The Boys, I'm excited for sure. And I like this, Gen V.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they're going to mix those together, the Gen V in this.
They're going to be in it. I know they're going
to
be in it.
Yeah, they have to be. But this article said something about them hinting that one of the main characters on Butcher's team is going to die.
Who would it be?
They seem to think it's probably going to be Frenchie.
Why?
Because he's not in the trailer very much.
Yeah.
So that's who they're saying that it's probably going to be.
I like Frenchie.
Yeah, I do too.
I would hope that none of them would go, but yeah. But that looks pretty badass. I've watched that trailer a couple times, but that Fallout trailer, the long one that they just put on Prime.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That is so good. I can't
really?
Do
you think
that.
That's going to be good? When does that start?
Was it April 2024 or something like that?
You got Walton Goggins in it. Kyle MacLachlan, Michael Emerson. Holy shit. I didn't know these guys were all in the cast. Okay, I'm going to fucking watch that. Is it two and a half minutes long? All right.
Yeah, and the trailer is epic. So, yeah, definitely check that out. What else is going on? Apparently, they have figured out how to check and make sure if you've been doping when you're driving now.
That's right. If you've been drinking and if you've been smoking or tooting coke and driving and getting away with it all these years, guess what? They found a way to make money and put you in jail.
Why bother test for cocaine for driving? Cocaine would improve your driving.
Because they want to make money and put you in jail. And because a lot of people are taking Uber and Lyft and, you know, they're smoking weed instead of getting drunk, there's a lot less drunk driving arrests, which means there's a lot less money going into city coffers.
Yeah, okay.
I think like there's a lot less arrests in general, because I know two times over the weekend, one, whenever I went to our friend Wade's art show on my way back, I'm coming down 85, stupid street racers on 85, dude just jumps in front of me, scares the crap out of me. I don't even have time to slam on the brakes or anything, but then he just juked over in front of somebody else, and then somebody's chasing him. And then Sunday, same crap right here in my neighborhood. Same thing happened. There's like seven of them together, all congregating, doing some kind of Fast and Furious bullshit. There's no cops around. I was like, what is going on?
Well, listen, the cops need your money. The state needs your money. Drink and drive, get arrested, and help put money in the pockets of your state and local judges and justice departments. That's all I can say. You know, there's empty jail cells, then there's a problem.
Yeah, I agree. I don't care if you're high on weed or high on coke and you're driving. Just don't be drinking and driving. That's my main problem.
Yeah, don't drink and drive. Take acid and drive.
Don't do that either.
There should be a weed only lane on the highway.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like in the far, far right.
Do you guys have any interest in this new Willy Wonka with the Chalamet?
I do, just because I like the Wonka franchise.
Yeah. I didn't until I saw some stuff about it recently where people are actually saying it's a good movie.
They're saying it's overly sappy.
Well, it's made by the people that made the Paddington Bear 1 and 2, which are both really good, but
yeah, real sappy.
Very family sappy kind of movies.
Does he retain any of the snarky, sarcastic, maniacal Gene Wilder type, or actually from the book?
Yeah, I don't know. I'm looking forward to seeing it, though.
Getting good reviews, though.
Probably be more interested in seeing it if he actually did that character that he did on SNL, the cling, 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 you capping.
I know Hugh Grant is like, doesn't give a shit. He just took the paycheck. He didn't care. Yeah.
Shauna Ray's real mad about Hugh Grant being the Oompa Loompa.
Why?
Because it takes jobs away from little people.
Well, then people will also say that the original movie exploited little people.
Yeah. I'd be more upset if I was her that she didn't get offered that Megan role.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no doubt.
Because I could see her in that Megan role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Megan looks like her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just a movie. I don't care. They could have had, Andre the Giant play an Oompa. I don't care. But yeah, the trailers, I guess, look interesting. I don't know. I'm not really into sappy movies, but who knows? I'll probably watch.
You've never watched either of the Paddington movies?
No.
You should show them to Gil. Yep. They're very good.
Yeah, he'd like
when he can comprehend a film, I will. He can't even make it through Cars. And he's seen it.
Put it on and see what the reaction is.
Okay.
I'll try Paddington as well.
Yeah, but both of them are fantastic.
Does Paddington have wings?
No, he's a bear that can talk.
It's a bad joke.
So you guys keeping up with this whole P. Diddy business?
Oh, yeah, I'm on it. No, I don't know. I have no clue what's going on with P. Diddy.
You have no clue.
He didn't eat.
I know he got in trouble for allegedly assaulting a woman, but I don't know what. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the R&B singer Cassie. She was with him for several years, and you know, now she's saying that he did a lot of crap to her, and she has a lot of people backing her up too. And the very next day after she said anything about it, he settled with her. I mean, it was just over.
Okay.
So anybody's not going to address it and blah, blah, blah. And then a bunch of other women have started coming forward. So, you know, of course, some aren't, I'm sure, telling the truth, but there's quite a few of them that are.
Okay.
So now he is such a pariah. They got Suge Knight is.
Suge Knight's trolling him, right?
Trolling him. You're getting trolled by Suge Knight. Things are not going well.
Well, Suge Knight wouldn't he just beat the shit out of you instead of troll you? Did they work together, those two?
He was the East Coast.
Yeah, Suge was all death row. He was with Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
In death row.
True pimp spend no dough on the booty. That's all. That's all I have to say about that. And here's another story from the musical world of today that I don't know, Steph. This Taylor Swift, what's going on with this and Kanye?
Well, you remember how they said that she stole his music and all that crap years ago.
Oh, when Kim, he jumped on stage and said... No.
This is after him and Kim are married.
Oh, so this was after he jumped on stage and tried to take the award away from her? Okay.
Yeah. He wasn't even with... I don't even think he was with Kim when that happened.
Yeah.
Kanye.
This was her agreeing to use her song.
Okay.
And there's supposedly a recording of it that said she did, but I guess she's saying now that Kim edited it to make it sound like it was her.
Yeah, it was totally fabricated.
Be siding in within this. I got to go with Taylor. She doesn't seem like a liar.
I'll go with Taylor. She's on the other side of a Kardashian. I'll take that bet.
Yeah, that's all you got to say to me.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the Kardashians.
Taylor Swift, too, she could just crush you with all of her whatever power that she's got going this year. She's supposed to... Well, she's getting voted like Person of the Year or something.
Yeah, she's Time
Magazine.
Woman of the Year, yeah.
Yeah.
I think they called her Person of the Year.
Oh, I know they call it that now. But
I know what you're doing, and normally I would agree, but in this instance, they're saying woman or man, she's the best.
Yes, she is. She solved the crisis in Ukraine. She solved the crisis in Gaza. She's done an awful lot to help this world out. And she's fucking Travis Kelce. So keep fucking Travis Kelce, please.
Her music has kept a lot of, you know, white women in.
That is true. She's keeping the white women distracted. The white millennial women need distraction. That way they're not calling the cops if they see a black person in the park. They're not, you know, telling you to turn your music down.
They're minding their business.
They're not asking to see the manager. See? So Taylor Swift deserves Person of the Year for keeping the parents away. Good for you, Taylor Swift. All right. Thank you, Steph. Let's read some radio comments. This is Roby. And he said, I just want to say this on here so you can read it on the air. Dustin's work on the episodes are out of this world. Oh, I'm not going to read any more of this. But Dustin's work on the episodes, out of this world, from sound production to graphics and thumbnails, he's really stepped up his game. The quality is far above the quality that person who used to produce much TV and Hyperdrive ever achieved. No offense, Brockdale Tiger. He's talking about himself. Think about signing up for his YouTube production courses. So that's one for you, Dustin.
Thank you.
And
Roby,
it's right. It looks really good. Looks really good.
It does.
And Brett Perkins writes, Dread is one of the most underrated movies. And well, which one? The one with Stallone? I think we were talking about the one with the guy from The Boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the one is called Dredd and the other one is called Judge Dredd. So yeah, I'd say he's probably talking about the...
Yeah, he's talking about the newer one, right?
Both are good, but the Carl Urban one's fucking awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, Carl Urban knocks it out of the park. And as we always say, you know, I don't want to always see the same hands. Roby also commented on our last week's Patreon.
If you sit on your hand for like 5 minutes before you do it, it feels like somebody else is doing it.
That's
they use the backspace a lot, though.
Yeah. He wrote Jizz Whiz, guys. And I don't know what he's talking about. That Roby wrote Jizz Whiz underneath our last Patreon. Must have been talking about something gross.
Okay.
As I usually do on that show. Terry Fuller commented on that post. Hey, we were talking about the end of the year lists from Apple and all those Spotify and all that. You know, hey, your wrap up. She said, we pay for Apple Music monthly, mainly because my husband listens to it. I listen to Tim's radio station on it for the Doctrine Show and a few things here and there for when I'm running errands. These absolute idiots keep telling me my top listen to is Morgan Wallen. I've listened to his album one time. Time I'll that. And that was 2 years ago when he got real popular on TikTok. I've stayed away from him and his mullet ever since. I don't trust the top played from any of these companies. One day they'll come out with a feature that really tells us about ourselves, like Terry sat in silence the majority of her time this year and contemplated life. Morgan Wallen, get out of here, Apple. Skeet, 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 skeet.
Wait, we were talking about
Jizz?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's what we were talking about. Yeah. She just reminded me whenever she did that.
The Jizz Whiz didn't remind you, but the Skeet.
His views.
Or.
Snooze.
News.
All right. Last week was...
Bookie was good.
I watched the first two, and I tried to get Ira to watch it, and he says he doesn't like it.
Really? He loves Sebastian Mason.
I know. That's what I said, too.
And I didn't know it was a Chuck Lorre show. I didn't look into it at all.
Yeah.
And Charlie Sheen's in it. Omar Dorsey, who's fucking hilarious.
Ray Romano.
Yeah. Ray Romano's just in the first episode.
Yeah. But I think Charlie Sheen was just in the first episode, too.
No, he's in eight.
Or the second episode. Oh, is he?
Eight episodes, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to be a regular. Wow.
You recognize Vanessa Ferlito? She was on that horrible season in New York. And she was also from The Sopranos.
Yeah. I've seen her in a lot of stuff.
Jorge Garcia.
Yep.
Charlie Sheen with a gambling problem. That was very good. Did everybody else watch it? Oh, C.S. Lee. That guy's from Dexter.
Yeah.
I didn't watch it, no.
You should watch it. It's very good.
I think you'd like it. It's funny.
I'll probably give it a try.
Candy Cane Lane. Did anybody watch that? The Eddie Murphy Christmas movie. It's decent. It's not fantastic, but Eddie Murphy's fun to watch.
He's good, but you can tell it's him in a badly written movie.
Yeah.
Bad.
And unbelievable, the Dan Aykroyd show on the History Channel. That was pretty fun.
Oh, yeah. I got to watch that. Yeah,
I do want to watch that.
It was good. This week, Leave the World Behind. That's the new movie from the guy that made Mr. Robot.
Yeah, that looks good.
Yeah, it looks pretty good.
A series or a movie?
No, it's a movie. It's based on a book.
Okay.
I think it's called Leave the World Behind. It comes out on the 8th on Netflix.
Okay.
That's a view for me. And then I'm going to watch this Mr. Monk's last movie, even though I stopped watching Monk like halfway through.
Am I in it?
Yep, he's in it.
He ain't doing Monk.
What do Monk me?
I'd Monk me all day. Monker fucker.
That comes out, I think, on the 8th also on Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
To views from me. And then the final David Tennant Doctor Who special comes out. The first two of these have been really good, so I'm going to watch the third one. But he's probably going to turn it into the kid from Sex Education at the end.
Well, thank you, Jeffrey. Let's do staff picks now. I don't have one, so whoever has one, go.
Mine are just Robert Smigel's making the rounds on podcasts because he's got that animated movie on Netflix, Leo.
Okay.
I've heard so many good things about it. I got to watch it.
All right. I like Robert Schmeichel being
there. Yeah, and he's on Conan Needs a Friend. It's really good. And he's on Howie Mandel Does Stuff, which is really good.
Howie's podcast is good.
Yeah, but he, as Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, he like rips into Howie for quite a while.
Oh, good.
He's like, you're on America's Got Talent, but you're not American and you have no talent.
Mine's just it's a podcast. It's an investigative podcast called Magnificent Jerk. Mm-hmm. And so far, I think I'm on episode 4 or 5 or something like that. But it's a journalist. Her last name is Sugarman. She finds out that her uncle was involved in a lot of like Chinese gang war land, and that he wrote a screenplay and they made the movie. And they had no idea that they'd made, and the movie's terrible, but it's got like a lot of stars in it. And anyway, she's finding out how much of the movie was all true. It's it's really good, but it's called Magnificent Jerk. And I'm listening to it on, Magnificent Jerk. It's really good.
Cool.
Let's see. I don't really have a staff pick this week, but I have a staff anti-pick.
What's that?
Something that I'm gonna tell all of our radios that you don't need to watch. It's called Knights of the Zodiac. It's on Netflix. It's a fantasy movie from China, I think. It looks like one of those that they made in China, but hired all the American actors to come in and do it. It's so bad.
Yeah, I started it at one point and got like literally 3 minutes into it. I was like, nope.
Yeah. Nope.
Yeah.
It's and they hyped it up for about a year. I mean, they had these, online campaigns, and the trailers looked really good, and it was supposed to be something epic, and it's bad. It's so bad. So yeah, no Knights of the Zodiac for radio.
Okay. So next week, I believe we have Heidi Holliker. Is that her name? Heidi Holliker. Yes, she was in the classic
Valley Girl.
Yeah, Valley Girl. Why couldn't I?
She was in the remake too, as Stacy's, the character that she played in Valley Girl. She played her mom in the new. Cool.
Nicolas Cage also in that movie, but one of those great early 1980s movies. So it would be nice to have her on the show and talk to her next week. Hey, if you're looking for a cameo, not from me or for Dave Willis, you can get one from Mark Schrenkel from I Am Shauna Ray, and also, Digital Above It. Mark 001 is his handle on there. You guys, anybody go see Graffiti and Coca-Cola, Wade Harrison's art retrospective?
Would have been me. I went.
Steph went. Did you do Coke while you were there?
Now get out.
I know, unfortunately. I got there too late. It was just, dusty plates. But no, they had a nice little spread put out, some charcuterie and whatnot.
Nice.
And it was very populated. There was a lot of folks there.
That's awesome art. That's cool.
Oh, yeah, it really was. And honestly, like, you take pictures of it, or if you see it online, because, we've all watched his videos when he's painting and doing all this stuff. And but just to see the paintings up close to his textures, I mean, it's like you really got to see it in person to see how amazing.
Was he selling stuff?
Oh, yeah. Most
people buying?
I don't know. I mean, I'm assuming if they were balling more than me, because, Wade's stuff is not cheap.
I mean, no, nice.
It's most of them go for, they're like $600 to $800 a piece.
Nice.
That's a good deal for some art.
Oh, it's, it's credible. It's just, I think, especially for people who live or are native to Georgia or the Atlanta area, because all of the Coca-Cola references and this stuff.
Well, it is called Graffiti and Coca-Cola Art Retrospective by Wade Harrison at Binder's Limelight Gallery, 3330 Piedmont Northeast in Atlanta. It runs through the 31st. Hours are 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And check it out. Thank him for sharing it with us. Hey, last week we spoke with Josh Warren, who's got all sorts of stuff coming up. I'm gonna do the real quick rundown here. This one's passed, so I won't read it. But on the 14th of December at 8 p.m., Josh runs the Gauntlet at Dynamic El Dorado. On the 15th, at the Pantheon at 8 p.m. Cooper Andrews, who you all know, if you watched Walking Dead, at Dynamic El Dorado. Also on the 15th, I believe it's the 15th, at 10 p.m., Action Show returns, the Ho-Ho Homecoming. And then on the 16th at 10 p.m., Josh does the improvised Die Hard. And you can find all of that at Action Show Studios or at the DynamicEldorado.com. So that sounds like an awful lot of fun. I'd like to make one or two of those.
I want to do that Die Hard one.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Me too. We're going to be having we have two more episodes this year, and then we'll be back after the beginning of the year of 2024. And we're going to do some fun Christmas stuff between now and then. Steph, what's going on with Barkville?
No, I don't think there's any events this weekend, but as always, we need fosters so badly. If you could even just do it through the holidays, if you've got extra time off or something like that, please go to barkvilledogrescue.org, fill out an application to be a foster, or a volunteer in any capacity. We sure would appreciate you, but especially your money. So if you're trying to figure out, what's a charity we can get everybody to donate for this year? Hey, BarkvilleDogRescue.org. We'll take it, and we're doing good work. So,
cool. Keep it canine. All right, guys. Thank you for another fun and exciting show.
Yeah, guys.
Call me Doodsy. No, don't call me Doodsy because I'm Doodsy. Hey, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, check out that podcast, though. I think you'll like it.
I think I will, too. There's a lot of
stuff. Fun.
I need to check out a lot of stuff. Get entertained. Dustin, you do a good job. Thank you to Roby for pointing that out. It always looks really, really awesome. But this is what I get Saturday mornings when I put it on. No, Daddy. No. No, Daddy. No, Daddy on TV. No, Daddy on TV.
Dustin, sneak some kind of car into the opening montage.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll try.
Does anyone, squeeze in buzzing in front of
it? just have a little Lightning McQueen drive by on the bottom of the screen.
All right, guys. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Keep it.
Keep it canon.